So, do any of you remember those Mickey Mouse cartoons? You know, the ones from the 1930s? The ones that were just put on DVD a few years ago. Well, I hear there is one that was unreleased to even the most avid classic Disney fans. According to sources, it's nothing special. It's just a continuous loop, like in the Flintstones, of Mickey Mouse walking past six buildings that go on for 2 or 3 minutes before fading out. Unlike the cutesy tunes put in, though, the song on this cartoon was not a song at all. It was a constant banging on a piano for 1.5 minutes before going to white noise for the remainder of the film. It wasn't the jolly old Mickey that we've come to love either. Mickey wasn't dancing, not even smiling. Just kind of walking. As if you and I were walking with a normal facial expression. But for some reason, his head tilted to the side, and he kept this dismal look. Up until a year or two ago, everyone believed that after it cut to black, that was it. When Leonard Maltin was reviewing the cartoon to be put into the complete series, he decided it was too junk to be on the DVD, but wanted to have a digital copy due to the fact that it was a creation of Walt. When he had a digitalized version up on his computer to look at the file, that was when he noticed something. The cartoon was actually 9 minutes and 4 seconds long. This is what my source emailed to me in full. He is a personal assistant of one of the higher executives at Disney, and an acquaintance of Mr. Maltin himself. After it cut to black, it stayed like that until the 6 minute, before going back into Mickey walking. The sound was different this time. It was a murmur. It wasn't a language, but more like a gurgled cry. As the noise got more indistinguishable and loud over the next minute, the picture began to get. It began to get weird. The sidewalk started to go in directions that seemed impossible based on the physics of Mickey's walking. And the dismal face of the mouse was slowly curling into a smirk. On the 7th minute, the murmur turned into a blood-curdling scream, the kind of scream that was painful to hear. And the picture was getting more obscure. Colors were happening that shouldn't have been possible at the time. Mickey's face began to fall apart, his eyes rolled on the bottom of his chin like two marbles in a fishbowl, and his curled smile was pointing upward on the left side of his face. The buildings became rubble, floating in midair, and the sidewalk was still impossibly navigating in warped directions. A few seeming inconceivable with what we as humans know about direction. Mr. Maltin got disturbed and left the room, sending an employee to finish the video and take notes of everything happening up until the last second. and afterward, immediately storing the disc of the cartoon into the vault. This distorted screaming lasted until 8 minutes and a few seconds in. And then it abruptly cuts to the Mickey Mouse face at the credits of the end of every video. With what sounded like a broken music box playing in the background. This happened for about 30 seconds. And whatever was in that remaining 30 seconds, I haven't been able to get a sliver of information about. From a security guard working under me who was making rounds outside of that room, I was told that after the last frame, the employee stumbled out of the room with pale skin, saying, "Real suffering is not known. Real 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 suffering is not known." 7 times. Before speedily taking the guard's pistol and offing himself right there on the spot. The thing I could get out of Leonard Maltin was that the last frame was a piece of Russian text that roughly said, "The sights of hell bring its viewers back in." As far as I know, no one else has seen it. But there have been dozens of attempts at getting the file on rapid share by employees inside the studios, all of whom have been promptly terminated from their jobs. Whether it got online or not is up for debate. But if rumors serve me right, it's online somewhere under suicidemouse.avi. If you ever find a copy of the film, I want you to never view it. And I want you to contact me by phone immediately, regardless of the time. When a Disney death is covered up as well as this, it means this has to be something huge. Anyway, get back at me, TR. And that's all he wrote. I've yet to find a copy of this, but it is out there. I know it.